LX Mobile monitoring. LX Mobile.
HKX, how are you this afternoon, Mike?
I'm hoping that I didn't get sprayed by something really nasty off of this truck.
Close, Dan.
I'm in the tarp. It was allowing, whatever this was, it was allowing it out on all over my car. Oh, well, you know, maybe it'll melt the bumper and make it hold better. Good, actually. Got a lot of all the stuff I've been working on lately is starting to all come to a head here, and people want to have meetings, and it's moving up to supply to the purchasing, and so pretty good.
It's always nice when things you've been working on for a while start coming together.
Thank you.
Date? Nothing too exciting. So, got some big orders for next week, so hopefully I can get all those in here in a timely manner.
Before they increase prices on you.
Happened last week.
And the last couple hours this afternoon fixing all the price sheets and increasing the prices because we got increased.
The welder to a customer 3 weeks ago. Today, last week, he decided he wanted to get it, and the welder went up $400 in a week.
Or he just said, well, my fault.
He didn't change his mind. He still ordered it, but I couldn't charge him the full $400. He's a good customer, so I just couldn't do that. I ended up splitting it with him.
And I got kind of disgusted a little bit this afternoon. Working with a guy for the last 3 weeks on a fan, and went to the factory, and they said, the prices are going to go up 5%. Okay, so I threw the 5% in. What they didn't tell me was they also adjusted all the quantity discounts down. So the discounts went down, yeah. So it won't affect this guy, but there's other guys I've been quoting multiple fans to, so whatever.
Something other than price increases and what's going on in the world today. Done any DMR lately?
Absolutely. I turned it on 2 weeks ago and listened for a while. I was going to make a call and someone else jumped in. It was all on worldwide on 91, but I don't know, man. I just haven't been doing much of anything except sitting in the car here going back and forth.
Myself falling into that trap sometimes too, and then I try to do something on the weekends at least where I'm playing with the radio or doing something, but I don't know, sometimes I just feel like I don't have enough hours in a day
that way sometimes, but you know, it's a hobby, so whatever. I did do a little work on that 50-year-old radio I'm trying to get back running on 6 meters. Oops. Trying to do an illegal make the turn lane into a lane for me, and a guy came the other way. Now, N6 CLX. Yeah, I did some work on that radio. I don't know. It just, after 50 years, coil capacitor.
Still on the last part of that transmission there.
I gotta check this antenna. I meant to do that this weekend, too. I moved forward 2 feet. Any better?
Much better.
Yeah. This antenna's got some range directional things going on. Anyway, I said, the 50-year-old radio, it's all tube, of course, and working on inductors and coils and capacitors, changed every resistor, Basically, and I should have just built one from scratch.
If you're doing that much to the radio, can't be much left you haven't replaced.
The slugs, the ferrite slugs have all changed their properties over the years. So inductors aren't hitting the right inductance anymore. And so this weekend, I went all the way this weekend. I started spreading coils and got them back down to frequency. So I'm basically having to do everything. This radio is going to be all, it's got my name all over it now.
Hopefully, 6 meter will open up here for long and you get to use it.
For me, never been on it, so I thought it'd be fun. Of course, this doesn't do FM, it's just AM and single sideband, and it's AM and upper sideband, that's all it can do. Well, and then CW. Receiver's been working pretty good, it's just the transmitter's been a problem.
Never made a contact on 6 meters, so I'm right there with you. I don't even have anything to transmit on it because I don't have a resident antenna or anything close.
Oh, man, I've just got so many things I'd like to do rather than work on this radio. This thing's been 3 years of my life tinkering here and there. It's gotten to the point where every time I go to work on it, the wife says, "What are you doing?"
I don't work on a radio. I think I'd give up on it.
Radio's as old as I am. I'm a little older, but come this far, I think I'm close now. It's just all these resonating tanks for the transmit tubes, the mixer tubes, the mixer tube for the oscillator, the mixer tube for the transmit, and then there's a tank circuit on the driver tube. All of those, they need to be more than tweaked. They need to be all fixed. This thing just doesn't put out the right frequency.
All I can tell you is good luck, because I'm no help to you at all.
I don't believe me. There's been about a dozen times I almost smashed it. What can I say? Well, Patrick, I'm just about to the house, so pulling in the drive, and I don't need to put the antenna down. It just smacks around a little bit on the garage door. Probably why I have an antenna problem. I'll talk to you later, bud. Hopefully in the morning. Yeah, good evening. N6CLS, I'll be clear.
7-3's Mike. Have a good evening. And good to talk to you today. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side.
RM KO4RIM.